Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Grateful to have you here on this beautiful June 26th. I hope you're having a sunshiny, happy day. Some of you are listening on the other side of the world, and maybe it might be more wintry, but I hope it still is an amazing day. Okay, I am going to finish up Luke chapter 12. We've been in it for 3 days now. Verses 49 through 59 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Jesus is talking here. I came to throw fire on the earth. I wish it were already kindled, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace in the earth? I tell you, no, but rather division. From now on, there will be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. This comes from Micah 7:6. He said to the multitudes also, when you see a cloud rising from the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming, and so it happens. When a south wind blows, you say, there will be a scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but how is it that you don't interpret this time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? For when you are going with your adversary before the magistrate, try diligently on the way to be released from him, lest perhaps he drag you to the judge and the judge deliver you to the officer and the officer throw you into prison. I tell you, you will by no means get out of there until you have paid the very last penny. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray about this latter half that I read today about making amends or making peace with people along the way. And I do pray that you would give us the humility and the strength to do so. And part of that is just to apologize when we have wronged someone and to search our hearts. Lord, we ask that you would search our hearts. Try us and know our anxious thoughts. Show us if there's some wicked ways in us. Lead us in that way everlasting from Psalm 139. And as you search our hearts, we choose to repent of what we have done wrong, particularly to others. And so, Lord, we want to be people of peace. Although you have said in this earlier part that I prayed today, there is division in this world, that there, because there is a distinct difference between those who follow you and those who do not follow you. And there you have often said that we will be hated on account of your name. And if they hated you, they will hate us. And so, Lord, I pray for a holy bravery today to stand up to the siren call of culture, to say something different, to be emissaries of hope and to be proclaimers of truth, even if it makes us unpopular, even if it causes us to lose followers, even if it means that we will have enmity between us and somebody else. Lord, that's not an easy thing to do, but we know that you will give us the strength for that. Lord, I pray for those who are struggling in their health today, and I pray that you would heal them. Some people who are listening to this today have been battling something for a very long time, and they are discouraged. And so, Lord, as I pray for healing, I also pray for encouragement and perseverance and grit and tenacity and all those great values that come from the Holy Spirit, those fruits. I pray for holy perseverance and a great gritty bravery of taking the next step and doing the next thing even when it hurts. Lord, please have mercy on my friend, and I pray for complete healing. I know that you're capable of doing that. I don't propose to know exactly what your will is for every person on earth, but of course I pray for healing because you are the God who heals us. And so thank you, Lord, for that. I also pray for the person who is walking through a messy divorce right now and all the pain and the anguish and the confusion that comes from that particular wound. And Lord, I pray that you would be tenderhearted and merciful toward my friend walking through that valley of the shadow. And I pray that you would be their spouse. I pray that you would shed light. I pray that you would provide beautifully in all those worries and fears about how will I make ends meet, that you would beautifully and surprisingly meet their needs today. Lord, hearken the body of Christ around them, not to abandon them in their hour of need, but to actually be there and support them. Lord, help us to be aware of the needs around us in our communities and in our churches so that we can meet those pressing needs with the joy and the strength that you supply. I pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, lovely name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I so appreciate you, and I hope that today is a day that you just know that the Lord's delight and joy is over you. He delights over you with singing.